Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you. This is a very important time on this planet, and challenging things are happening everywhere. It's very easy to fall into the situation of feeling overwhelmed and afraid. What I would like for you to do today is take a deep breath, step back so that you can see the bigger picture. We're going to talk about some important and actually miraculous things that are happening in spite of the challenges that we're all going through. As you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a beautiful chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this planet. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, creating a powerful grid of pure divine love encircling this planet. Know that as the love of God is lifting you up, all life is being lifted up with you. As we progress through this special time, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. For the past few weeks, I've been discussing the opportunity that is being provided this summer for humanity to free ourselves from the paralyzing grip of our lower human egos. It is really impossible for us to grasp the magnitude of what it will mean in our lives when this fear-based, fragmented aspect of our personality is no longer able to manipulate and control us through our fear and our beliefs in lack and limitation. Since our fall from grace eons ago, the vast majority of humanity has been functioning from the distorted belief that our human egos and our physical bodies are who we are, and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. In reality, nothing could be further from the truth. We are multidimensional and multifaceted sons and daughters of God, and we have been invested with the creative faculties of thought and feeling, as well as the gift of free will. The divine intent of these gifts is for us to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God by learning to create patterns of perfection in the physical world of form, thus manifesting the kingdom of heaven on earth. For millennia, our human egos have fought tooth and nail to keep us from remembering this truth. Our egos know that once we remember that we are sons and daughters of God, we will give our God selves dominion of our earthly bodies once again. Then our egos will no longer be able to manipulate our lives. Our human egos were formed ages ago, because at some point in our life we made the tragic decision to misqualify our gift of life through negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The dense and discordant frequencies of energy that were created by these negative expressions caused us to fall into such low vibrations that we disconnected from the awareness of our higher self, our God presence, and we lost consciousness of the company of heaven. We forgot that we are children of God, embodied on this planet, to learn how to co-create the wonders of heaven on earth. Without this sacred knowledge, we developed a lower consciousness through which we formed an alternative perception of reality to try and explain our existence on earth. This lower consciousness gradually devolved into our fragmented human egos. Our lower egos believe that they are in charge of our lives and that their purpose and reason for being is to gratify our physical senses. They also believe that whatever they need to do to fulfill that objective is appropriate, even if it means lying, cheating, stealing, or killing. Our human egos are mutated aspects of our personality and actually believe that they have the right to do whatever is necessary to maintain control of our lives. To confirm this truth, just think for a moment about the myriad times you have tried to improve your life by making positive changes, and then realize the incredible resistance you received from your lower ego. For instance, when you make a commitment to improve your diet, don't you immediately begin craving everything that you're not supposed to eat? When you decide to develop prosperity consciousness instead of focusing on lack and limitation, don't your financial challenges all of a sudden seem to be even more overwhelming? When you choose to live in harmony, don't things seem to surface out of the blue that push your buttons and make you angry? And worst of all, think of the interference you received from your ego when you began to awaken and to truly remember that you are a beloved child of God. How many times, after accepting that truth about yourself, did your brain chatter and your self-talk say things like, "Who do you think you're kidding? Your life is in shambles. Your relationships are a mess. You can't even pay your bills. How could you possibly be a beloved and empowered child of God?" Well, all of these things are your human ego's attempt to block your forward progress. Because this aspect of your personality knows that once your God self takes command of your life again, the ego will no longer be able to manipulate or control you. For lifetimes, the lies and interference from our human egos have trapped us and kept us from accepting the truth of who we are and from remembering why we're on earth. But this is a new day on planet earth, and the winds of change are upon us. People everywhere are awakening, and as they do, they are reconnecting with their God selves and lifting up in consciousness. This is creating an unstoppable shift of vibration that is affecting every man, woman, and child on earth in a very positive way, in spite of the negativity that is surfacing to be transmuted and healed in all of our lives. Step by step, the adverse conditions from our fall from grace are being reversed. And now we are being called to a higher service by our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have now revealed that through innumerable activities of light that have taken place over the past several decades, we have victoriously accomplished a shift of consciousness on this planet. This has occurred through the unified activities of the Company of Heaven and embodied lightworkers all over the world. Through these activities of light, humanity has finally reached a frequency of vibration that will allow us to shatter the paralyzing grip our human egos have had on our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and our hearts and minds since our fall from grace. The wheels for this wondrous, unfolding divine plan have already been set into motion, and we are now, right here, in this moment, in the midst of the final stages of preparation. On June 21st of this year, we experienced a very powerful solstice in both the northern and southern hemispheres of Earth. The energy from this influx of light built in momentum, paving the way for a rare and very powerful full moon lunar eclipse, which took place on June 26th. This celestial event involved not only the lunar eclipse, which is always a shift of energy and creates a tremendous application and amplification of light on this planet, but it also included a very rare alignment involving seven planets in a grand cross formation. There are literally hundreds of reports circling on the internet from spiritual astrologers who are talking about the powerful opportunities we are experiencing this summer because of these celestial events. I have actually been reading about the astrological impact of the lunar and solar eclipses and the planetary alignments that will take place during the summer of 2010 for several years. It is not by chance that this powerful moment is preceding the activity of light that will help humanity burst the bonds of our human egos once and for all. I know this seems remarkable, but we were always going to reach this moment through the process of our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of light. We just did not know when this magical opportunity would arrive. Well, now we know. This is that moment. Everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And our human egos vibrate at a very dense frequency of vibration. For the past several years, humanity's God selves, our I Am presences, have been accelerating the frequency of vibration in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. When, at an atomic, cellular level, our earthly bodies reach a frequency that is beyond the grasp of our human egos, the bonds will be broken, and our egos will no longer be able to control us the way they have in the past. From that point on, we will be able to project the violet flame into this wayward aspect of our personality and transmute this distorted part of our personality back into the light. Breaking the bonds of the paralyzing grip of our human egos is the next critical and vitally important step of the unfolding divine plan. We have to realize that this manipulative force has been controlling our lives for lifetimes. An activity of light that involves the God selves of all humanity and the entire company of heaven is now underway to fulfill this facet of the divine plan. I'm going to ask you to please step back and take a deep breath and release any interference your human ego may be using at this moment to try to prevent you from understanding the magnitude of the opportunity at hand. Allow the divinity within your heart, your I Am presence, to expand and expand as you listen to these words and open your heart and mind. The truth is that miracles are happening, and we are receiving more assistance from the company of heaven than ever before. The 2 weeks between the lunar eclipse and the Grand Cross planetary alignment, which took place on June 26th, and the solar eclipse, which will take place on July 11th, will be a very intense time of purging, release, and purification. I'm sure all of you are experiencing that right here and right now. This is true for each of us individually and for all humanity collectively. During this important time that we are in right now, our God selves are guiding us through whatever experiences we personally need to help us raise our vibrations beyond the grasp of our human egos. So I want you to listen to your heart and to pay close attention to your inner promptings. Is your God self guiding you to improve your diet, your relationships, your attitude, your frame of mind, your thoughts and feelings, or anything else that will help you raise your vibrations? Think about that for a moment. Think about the thoughts that have been popping into your mind, trying to motivate you to improve various aspects of your life. If this has been occurring for you, listen and respond to that inner guidance and take the steps that your ego has been trying to prevent you from taking. I know that you know exactly what I mean by that. Now, the activity of light that is designed to assist all humanity to raise our vibrations above the oppressive grip of our human egos will take place this summer after these shifts of consciousness, this purging, cleansing, and purification has taken place within all of us. This event will involve the unified efforts of the God selves of every man, woman, and child on earth, as well as the entire company of heaven. This will occur whether people are consciously aware of this activity of light or not. The lower human ego may be blocking this inner awareness, but the God self is still participating. August 14th through the 19th, this year, 2010, during the anniversary of the first harmonic convergence, which took place August 15th through the 18th in 1987, lightworkers from around the world are being asked by the Company of Heaven to gather within the force field of Washington, D.C. in the United States of America. Together we will form a mighty transformer of light through which the light of God will pour to open the fifth dimensional portal of liberty, divine justice, freedom, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven have revealed that the infinite power of these divine qualities are the key to raising the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies effectively enough to burst the bonds our human egos have used to manipulate and control us for lifetimes. this unprecedented activity of grace and mercy will occur through the God self of every person on the planet in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. It is impossible for us to truly comprehend the magnitude of what it will mean for each of us to be free from the manipulation of our egos. But our lives will be transformed. Instead of feeling like we are walking toward our goals through tar with gale force winds blowing in our faces, we will be empowered by our God selves and the divine intervention of the heavenly realms. The patterns of perfection for our individual lives and our collective lives will be able to manifest much more quickly, and together we will tangibly co-create the new earth. Through this activity of light, we are all being called to a higher service. It's important for us to understand that this is a joint effort between heaven and earth. Those of us in the physical plane who have the heart call to participate need to listen to our inner guidance and to respond accordingly. Our light and love are a critical factor in the success of this facet of the divine mission. So do not let your human ego negate the inner knowing that is surfacing in your heart of hearts. The vehicle that will be used to gather lightworkers within the fifth dimensional portal of freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection is the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will be held August 14th through the 19th, 2010, at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia, which is in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. So ask your God self now what part it is in this divine plan for you to play. Listen to your heart, and you will know. If you have the heart call to travel to Arlington, Virginia, to serve humanity and all life as a mighty transformer, an open door for this powerful light of God, ask the company of heaven for assistance. The floodgates of heaven will open to pave the way for you to attend this activity of light. We are never asked to fulfill a facet of the divine plan and then not given the support to enable us to do that. So if it is your part of the divine mission to be there, the doors will open for you. If you need assistance with time, energy, or money, ask for assistance. Be open, be receptive, and trust the universe. Many people will have the heart call to serve as the hands of God on behalf of all humanity in this way, and they will want to respond and travel to Arlington, Virginia, to become part of this mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to open permanently the fifth dimensional portal of freedom, liberty, divine justice, victory, and the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. But if you do not have the heart call to be physically present in Washington, D.C., there will be many other ways that you can participate. Some light workers will be inspired to travel to other various sacred sites around the globe to anchor these patterns into Mother Earth's crystal grid system. Other light workers will gather with groups in their own locations to have meditations and to join in consciousness with the light workers in Washington, D.C., to weave their light into this unified global activity of light. And still others will join in consciousness from the solitude of their own sanctuaries in their homes, weaving their energy into the force field of light that is unfolding. Listen to your heart and you will know exactly where you are supposed to be. All of these ways of participating are vital to the success of this divine mission. The important thing, of course, is to truly listen to your heart and respond to what your particular facet of this divine plan is. So no matter where you are guided to be, know that we are all one. Precious hearts, your light and love are needed now. This is a cosmic moment, and we are being called to a higher service. For the information you will need to participate in the 24th Annual World Congress on Illumination, please go to our website and click on the link for the 24th Annual World Congress on our homepage. Our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. Now what we're going to do is join together and bring forth the gift of the violet flame during this incredibly powerful time on Earth. There is, as I mentioned, an intensified purging, cleansing, aligning, and purification going on. And there isn't a gift from the heavenly realms that is more powerful than the violet flame to help us greatly accelerate this process and move us quickly into the light. So I'd like to share with you a little information first about the violet flame. I know we have a lot of new listeners, and I'd like all of us to really understand the full potential of this magnificent gift from our Father, Mother, God. So what is the violet flame? The violet flame is a gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute into light the human miscreations we inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts and feelings and the abuse of power of our human egos over eons of time. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting love, harmony, balance, and the divinity of heaven on earth. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, the sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our God parents merge into one rhythmic pulsation of violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on earth and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that seems too good to be true. But the reality is that statement doesn't even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. So how does the violet flame work? The violet flame is available to every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. All we have to do to take advantage of this amazing gift from our Father, Mother, God is to invoke it into our lives through our I Am presence. Like all assistance from the heavenly realms, we must ask before we receive. This amazing tool will not interfere with our free will. But once we ask for the violet flame to intervene in our earthly experiences, the floodgates of heaven open, and the violet flame will follow our decree and accomplish whatever we ask it to do. When we invoke the violet flame through our I Am presence, we give permission for this sacred fire to enter our lives. The violet flame flows from the heart of God down through our silver cord into our crown chakra. Then it descends into the immortal victorious threefold flame within our heart, which is the divine balance of love, wisdom, and power. When the violet flame enters our heart flame, it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. After that is accomplished, it awaits direction from our I Am presence in order to fulfill its mission. For example, if we are interested in transmuting the obsolete patterns of poverty consciousness that we have developed over many lifetimes through our belief in lack and limitation and the manipulation of our human egos, we simply ask the violet flame to accomplish that goal. This can be done through a simple invocation, such as this: I am my beloved I Am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every thought, feeling, word, or action I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects poverty consciousness or lack and limitation of any kind. With that invocation, the violet flame immediately goes into action. It blazes forth from our heart flame, stamped with our own individual and unique electronic pattern. It travels through the atmosphere of Earth and expands out into the universe. On its journey, it seeks out and magnetizes to itself every electron of energy vibrating with a frequency of poverty, lack, or limitation that is stamped with our electronic pattern. It is important for us to take a minute to just grasp what this merciful gift from our Father, Mother, God means in our lives. With a consistent use of the violet flame, we have the ability to actually transmute our misqualified thoughts, feelings, words, and actions from all of our previous embodiments before this negative energy is returned to us through the law of the circle, bringing all kinds of problems into our lives. The violet flame is truly a gift of divine grace that is designed to help us transmute thousands of lifetimes worth of our misqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. The violet flame can transmute anything we want to heal or transmute in our individual lives or on the planet. It can transmute back into light anything that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. All we have to do is invoke the violet flame into action through our I Am presence. We have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. We are one with all life on this planet. And to join in unison, all we need to do is ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to become one with our I Am presence as we invoke the violet flame. So let's join our hearts and minds together now and invoke this powerful gift from our Father, Mother, God on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. Together we will help pave the way for the incredible influx of light that will take place in August, bursting the bonds of humanity's human egos. Breathe in deeply now and follow me through these visualizations and these invocations with the full power of your attention. I'm going to state them in the first person so that we will each experience them individually. But know that we are joining in consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every person on earth. And we are one in this global activity of light that is taking place right here and right now. I am going within to the divinity of my heart. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity. Now, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, and one consciousness of pure divine love, I invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing this fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame into my heart flame, and through my heart flame into every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of all humanity, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of beloved Mother Earth. Beloved I Am, look into my life now and the lives of all humanity as the full divine momentum of this gift of the violet flame blazes in through and around every particle of life, and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have released throughout our earthly sojourns, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am, I now ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me or any person on this planet in any way, and balance all debts owed to us by life everywhere. I accept this activity of light accomplished God victoriously through the power of God I Am. And so it is. Now, through this collective and purified consciousness of every man, woman, and child on earth, together we invoke the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I now invoke the Goddess of Liberty, the Goddess of Divine Justice, the Goddess of Freedom, and the Goddess of Victory. I invoke the Silent Watchers, the Mighty Guardians, and the Cosmic Beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the patterns of perfection of the new earth and with the purification of every frequency of vibration that is less than God's perfection. Blessed ones, come forth now and blaze the most powerful, cleansing, purifying, restoring activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and instantly I am the open door for the most powerful fifth-dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever been able to experience. This sacred violet flame now pulsates through my heart flame, in, through, and around the heart flames of all humanity. Through the divinity in every heart and the guidance of the mighty I Am presence of each and every person, this light now blazes in, through, and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, the human egos of every man, woman, and child, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of the violet flame and the frequencies of forgiveness, forgetfulness, and transmutation, this discordant energy is transmuted cause, core, effect, record, and memory now and forever. The silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet now reach out their great loving arms of light into this violet flame. And they raise up a limitless number of people in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet flame of God's infinite mercy, compassion, and perfection. Each of these people, these awakening light workers, understands the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered to our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of our Father, Mother, God is causing to be established within every one of these places great foci of the violet flame, which will, from this moment forth, continually bathe every person in each vicinity, until every person has completed their process of purification, healing, transmutation, and ascension into the frequencies of light. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, this precious sacred fire begins to expand and expand through every heart flame. As this sacred fire expands through the immortal victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart, it explodes into a tremendous starburst of infinite light. This influx of the violet flame enters the core of purity, in every electron of life on this planet. And it increases in intensity through the power and might of 1,000 suns. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of freedom's love and transmutation, the full infinite perfection of God, do my I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity, I decree, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept for all life, and every expression is a healing benediction. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence. Now, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination, wisdom, and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained within the hearts and minds of all of these evolving souls. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, acceptance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest in the physical plane of Earth. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution, every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, eternal youth, and physical perfection. Now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And now blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is holy, ascended, and free. Beloved legions of light, I accept that this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished this sacred and holy day. I ask through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth that this activity of light now be maintained, eternally self-sustained, increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until this beloved planet and all her life are wholly ascended and free. Now sealed in the violet flame, I send forth my gratitude to the beloved presence of God, I Am, in me, and in all humanity. To the great host of ascended masters and cosmic beings, the angelic host and the elemental kingdom who have served all life this day, thank you, thank you, thank you for your outpouring of light and love. Thank you for your gift of healing, supply, wisdom, protection, perfection, and your blessings of the violet fire. Hold them sustained in, through, and around me and all life, and pour them through me for the blessing and raising of planet Earth with every breath I take. May the benediction and blessing of the Most High Living God and the peace which surpasses the understanding of the human mind be with all life on Earth. And may the God of mercy protect and guide all of us on our spiritual path toward enlightenment and freedom. Angels of ministering grace, take this gift of life, north, south, east, and west, and cover our dear planet Earth with love and light, with peace, illumination, healing, freedom, victory, and the will of God made manifest through every electron belonging to this planet and her evolutions in any way. This shall be, for I have decreed it, in God's most holy name, I Am. And so it is. I breathe in deeply now and return my attention to the room, becoming aware of my physical body, inhaling exhaling. And when I'm ready, I open my eyes. Precious Heart, thank you for the light that you are adding to the world. And thank you for the special gift you have given to all of us on this sacred and holy day by joining in consciousness for this powerful activity of light. Be cognizant of the activities and energy that's building in momentum, and be very, very aware of the solar eclipse that'll take place on July 11th. For information on this article, this information that I've shared today, and if you're interested in more information on your participation in the World Congress on Illumination, please go to our website, eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me. Tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our chalice of light. Create a glorious week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.